On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A 39-year-old woman has died in hospital after being pulled from the sea off Folkestone as winds of 60 miles per hour battered the coast. Nicola has more for KMFM.
Well, Coast Guard teams, the Dover lifeboat and search and rescue helicopter were called to reports of a person in the water just before 7 this morning. It's understood she was found near the Stade and taken to the William Harvey Hospital in a life-threatening condition, but later died. Her death isn't being treated as suspicious and next of kin have been told.
Meantime, a flood alert remains in place in a part of Kent after those strong winds and heavy rain overnight. The Environment Agency say they're keeping an eye on the rivers Eden and Eden Brook near Penshurst and Edenbridge. Alistair Baptiste from the organisation says while it's going to get brighter, any floodwater will take a while to clear.
I understand from the Met Office that we're going to be moving into a period of more settled weather from Wednesday and onwards for the rest of the week. So we really encourage your listeners to make sure that they know if they're at flood risk, particularly if they're travelling.
P&O and DFDS Seaways sailings from the port of Dover are still being disrupted by the bad weather.
KMFM News.
A man in his 40s has died after a car crashed on the Thanet Way near Ramsgate. The blue Audi he'd been driving hit the Minster roundabout near the Holiday Inn Express at around 10:30 last night. He'd been travelling from Broadstairs towards Herne Bay at the time. Police want to hear from anyone who saw the car before the crash.
KMFM News.
The man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox won't give any evidence at his trial. Thomas Mair is accused of stabbing and shooting the mother of two in Birstall in West Yorkshire in June. The 53-year-old who denies the charges is on trial at the Old Bailey. Sky's Ashes Joshi was in court.
He was given the opportunity after the prosecution summed up their case this morning, and the prosecutor said, "That's the end of my evidence." And the judge turned to the defence barrister and said, "Will Mr. Thomas Mair be giving any evidence?" And his defence barrister said no.
Police are urging garages around Broadstairs to contact them if they've had a dark coloured car recently come in for repairs. It's after a man in his 20s suffered serious injuries after being knocked down in a suspected hit and run in Westwood Road just after 6:30 on Sunday night. He remains in a serious but stable condition in hospital. Officers also want to hear from any witnesses.
KMFM News.
Downing Street says there's no vacancy for a British ambassador to the US after Donald Trump said Nigel Farage should get the job. In a late-night tweet, the US president-elect says the UKIP politician would do a great job. KMFM's political editor is Paul Francis.
Nigel Farage, for his part, said he was shocked by the suggestion but delighted, and has often said in the past that he'd do all he could to help forge a close relationship between UK and the new president-elect.
It comes just days after Mr. Farage confirmed he'd be prepared to bid to become an MP in South Thanet again, despite losing out at the last election. A backpacker from Kent who was injured after getting caught up in a fatal knife attack in Australia faces being deported from the country. Chris Porter from High Holstow broke both his ankles when he jumped from the window of a hostel in August. It meant the 21-year-old couldn't complete the farm work required to extend his visa. A petition's been started online calling for him to be allowed to stay. And Kanye West has been admitted to hospital just a day after cancelling the rest of his world tour. It's understood he's exhausted and dealing with sleep deprivation.
KMFM Sport.
Sutton and Gillingham will be looking to make it three straight wins in the league as they travel to Oxford United tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joseph.
Well, they've started to turn around a poor run of form and have moved up to 15th in the League One table. Tonight's opposition are just one place below them. Gill's boss Justin Edinburgh says they're fighting back after being hit by a lot of injuries.
That's not an excuse. That's fact. That is fact. No one can take that away or say, this is where we're going to try and get our best players on the pitch for a consistent amount of time. That's our aim, along with getting ourselves and our performances, picking up points and moving forward.
In team news, Frank Newball could return from injury. Kick-off's tonight at 7:45. Meantime, Leicester can make club history tonight with a point enough to guarantee their place in the knockout stages of the Champions League. They're at home to Club Brugge from Belgium. Elsewhere, Tottenham are at French side Monaco. And in tennis, Andy Murray's admitted he's not sure he's ready to be called Sir Andy just yet. He's being tipped for a knighthood after ending the year as world number one, but the Wimbledon and Olympic champion Guardian says he feels too young for something like that, despite saying it's the country's highest honour.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.